Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast, coming from Dallas, Texas and Sacramento, California. Here's Skylar Teo and David Stauffer.
Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast. Back for the second time, we got my man Andrew Hermanson.
Part two.
If you listened to the Steve Pods episode a little while back, you will recognize his sweet baritone pipes.
If you didn't like the Steve Pods episode, don't turn it off now. I'm much better. I promise to be better.
Yeah. This dude deserves another chance. So please keep listening because it's a very, very, it is a pod full of week. Yesterday we dropped the Spotlight Pod. Tomorrow we're doing Pixar Pod Part 2. And today we are talking all things Creed.
Can I real quick? Yeah. I'm not going to be on the Pixar Pod, so Good Dinosaur, top three.
Top three
worst. Pixar all time.
Okay.
So just gonna
have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, did you read the book?
Yeah, I read the children's book.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably better than the movie.
It was amazing. So I just want to get that in there because I'm not going to be here on the Creed. This is the Creed pod. I'm not going to be here for the Pixar pod. Top three Pixar films of all time, according to the children's book.
Well, good. All right. Back to Creed talk. So, this is admittedly a little bit of a different episode for us because we don't usually do these types of episodes, but I thought this was a kind of a unique kind of experience. For me, it was a very unique in-theater experience. So it's totally worth doing an episode on. You're one of the biggest Creed fans I know. And this is, there's been multiple releases that have been critically acclaimed. And it made sense for us to go. Like I was going to attend this. I was going to view this. Like, nothing was going to stop me from going to theater to see this.
I have a wife and I have a kid, and I love them very much. But it's just a matter of fact that you can't make it to the theater as often when you got a family, and especially a young toddler.
Yeah.
And so we just don't get out to the theater that often. But when I saw the release date, I was like, I got to go.
Well, what's crazy is
I did, and it was worth it. It was worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. So I guess initial thoughts for me, breathtaking. Like, it was really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't something you could just enjoy on your phone.
No. This isn't you can't just put the headphones in and enjoy it. This was an in-theater experience.
Only thing better than being in the theater was if you could have been there when they filmed it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I tried to be there when they filmed it. I had arrangements, it sold out, so I couldn't go. And so for me, it was like a huge sigh of relief when I saw that Fathom Events decided to actually, broadcast the Creed Legacy Tour. So that's why, I was going to be there. I had tickets immediately, so.
Yeah, my excuse was that I saw it before it sold out, but I just couldn't justify a trip to Denver.
Yeah.
And I've done Fathom before, and this was by far their best production that I've done.
Oh, no. Well, with the speakers and stuff like that, I felt like I was actually there, at the arena. Like, I really thought I was there.
It just brought me back to the 90s.
Dude, oh, yeah. No, this has been awesome. Favorite moment of Creed for me was probably, here, actually I have it queued up. This is my favorite moment. Oh, yeah. Dude,
how can you not?
Seriously.
With arms wide open. I'm definitely a stapper for life.
Dude, yeah, Scott Stapp, dog. Dude, I'm a Stapp dancer. Yeah. Like, I'm way into it.
Unabashed, unapologetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and look, this was this was really something special. And people really really hate Creed, and they have for a long time. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think I'm into the kind of testosterone-infused Christian rock genre. Yeah. So it's just right up my wheelhouse.
I'm going to say this, and I've said it a million times, but if there's ever a band that goes certified diamond, of course people are going to hate on them.
Absolutely.
It's like, of course you're jealous.
Yeah.
Three platinum records,
and
they picked the best ones from each album.
Oh, I know, dude.
When you go to a concert and you're just like, I hope they play, I've got 10 of them, and I hope they play 8. They played all 10 of my list.
Yeah, dude, that's
Six
crazy.
Feet from the Edge, dude.
That's crazy you mentioned that, because I actually, because I brought my notebook with me because I'd written out, I'd handwritten out like all the songs I wanted them to play, and I crossed them off like as they went through. Every single song was played that I wanted to play.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I didn't want to ask, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's I was nervous to show you the list because I know you're a huge Creed head, and I didn't want you to like judge me for like what I wanted to hear because like, you know, I love the radio hits, you know.
Did you put one of the songs from back when Marshall was still with them?
No, I wasn't a Creed fan until after Marshall left the band. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm actually not super familiar with that. It's all right.
They're after that is good stuff. Too.
We're traditionally a spoiler-free podcast, but I think this is a spoiler worth bringing up at the very end of the Fathom event. Like they play the last song, they leave the stage, and I start gathering. I'm like ready to go, you know, like, and then like I hear from the surround sound system in this theater, I hear the crowd going, "One more song, one more song, one more song." It gets louder, and I'm personally thinking, "There's no way, like they're not actually gonna come out and play one more song. Like it's like the event is over."
Encores are cliche.
No one does encore. No one does encores anymore. So like I'm like halfway down the aisle, and you're sitting in the seat being like, "Dude, like so you were in. You totally thought they were gonna do one more song. I was like, there's no chance, right?
I at least hoped. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't bet money on it, but I was hoping.
And the theater lights turned on, like, you know, like the movie's over, right? And then they went back off, and then there was like this. I saw this fog on the stage, and then I saw Scott Stapp's shoes like step out, and I was like, "We're gonna get one more song."
Dude, this might sound cliche, but I don't care. It's my favorite song. Because everyone left, I got to walk up towards the front. And I was like 6 feet from the screen. And I was just thinking, this is it. It's pinnacle.
Doesn't get better than this. Yeah. Anyway, I give it two very enthusiastic thumbs up.
Yeah. Should we go through our top five Creed songs real quick?
Yeah, we could. Okay. Well, what time is it?
Oh, whoa. It's later than I thought. Oh. So yeah. Next week, we'll come back, do a follow-up, and we'll do the top five. We could either do you want to do top five albums?
Top five diamond. Let's just pick the albums that were certified diamond. Okay. Top five certified diamond albums.
Okay.
But we got to run right now. Because
they had six of them, I think, so.
Because we actually have tickets to go to catch the new Rocky flick. So.
Yeah, that's the only thing showing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's good. All right, well, as we say,
hold on to your butts. Thank you for listening to the Brave Little Podcast. Hold on to your butts.